A decision by outgoing Czech President Václav Klaus to free nearly one in three prisoners has drawn protests and raised concerns in legal circles. As Stefan Boss reports, the center-right government faces a vote of no confidence and possible collapse over the affair.
In a New Year's statement, Czech President Klaus made clear that granting amnesty to thousands of prisoners was a gesture to mark 20 years of independence. The Czech Republic broke away from what was Czechoslovakia on January 1, 1993. Some 3,000 inmates have already been freed, with more than 4,000 expected to join them in the coming days. Prisoners serving sentences of more than 10 years are not affected. Everyone behind bars for less than 1 year is eligible for release, as well as all inmates over the age of 75, if their sentence was less than 10 years. However, the opposition is demanding a vote of no confidence in the center-right Prime Minister Petr Nečas because he supported the mass pardon. Even within his own government, questions are raised over the amnesty measures. Critics are angry because the amnesty also means that several big financial fraud cases will now stop because court proceedings have lasted for more than 8 years. President Klaus says this is in line with European Union practices. In his words, the amnesty gesture is aimed at giving a fresh chance to those citizens who may have broken the law, but who are not repeat offenders. In neighboring Slovakia, politicians are also under pressure over their alleged involvement in fraud or reluctance to prosecute suspects. Disillusioned Slovaks have turned to the power of prayer in the hope of cleaning up politicians widely regarded as corrupt. Hundreds of people have already vowed to pray for the politicians of their choice for at least 5 minutes a day for 6 months since the Internet Initiative was launched in the heavily Catholic nation on Tuesday by Slovakia's Christian Youth Communities Association. Like the Czech Republic, Slovakia commemorates these days 20 years of independence. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.